Five oceans, seven continents, and so many countries. In this geography podcast, we explore the world with our little explorers. Talk about the countries, their flags, and lots more.
In this episode of Little Explorers, I'll take you to the second smallest country in Africa. In fact, it's not a part of mainland Africa. It lies off the western coast of Central Africa, the island nation of São Tomé and Príncipe. Officially called the Democratic Republic of São Tomé and Príncipe, it is an archipelago of two main islands, São Tomé and Príncipe. And it lies about 140 kilometers off the northwestern coast of Gabon. Its capital is São Tomé. Its official languages are Portuguese, Foro, Angolar, Principense, and the people living there are called São Tomeans. Some very interesting things about this country are, it lies very close to the equator. The island is surrounded by beaches which have palm trees. The jungles there are almost untouched, and the waters are clear. Historically, it was founded by the Portuguese in 1485, and the place still has a lot of Portuguese influence. Both the islands of São Tomé and Príncipe, they lie on Cameroon volcanic mountain line, exactly the same line on which Mount Cameroon also lies. The highest point is São Tomé Peak, and for a small island nation, it definitely is a very dramatic terrain to have a peak as high as 2024 meters. These mountains are homes to many rivers that flow through the forests and then enter the sea. One specific beach here is called Praia Jale, and this place gets giant sea turtles here around the morning hours to lay eggs in the sand. There are various beaches like Banana Beach, which is one of the most peaceful places in the entire Africa. The country has a lot of protected areas, specifically two natural parks. The Obo Natural Park is one of them, which covers about 235 square kilometers of the area. One very distinct landmark of this country is a needle-shaped volcanic peak exactly in the south of São Tomé Island. It's called Pico São Grande. It is a part of the volcanic mountain range, which is now extinct. There is also Cascata São Nicolau waterfall, which is a very beautiful sight. It comes suddenly out of the wall of the jungle and looks ethereally beautiful. There are churches, there are museums, and the people there produce a lot of coffee and cocoa. Historically, these two islands were uninhabited. No one used to live there, but the Portuguese came, found it, and got a lot of people from Africa to settle down there alongside the Portuguese population. The country got its independence in the year 1975. Now let's take a look at the flag of this country. São Tomé's flag is a horizontal tri-stripe. The top stripe is green, the middle stripe is yellow, and the lowermost stripe is also green in color. With its base at the hoist side is an isosceles triangle of red color, with its peak exactly on the central line of the yellow stripe, and also on the yellow stripe are two black colored five-pointed stars. So that's the flag of São Tomé and Príncipe for us. To know about other countries, their flags, and interesting things about them, listen to more episodes of this podcast. And don't forget to like, follow, subscribe, and share Little Explorers.